Cheese, please, yes, cheese, please, it's so fine. You wanna listen all the time. Snarftude and Daffodils spin their hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snarftude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil with sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Googling cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we wanna play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kinda sick.
Cheese Please, in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome once again to another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
That would make me Daffodil.
Hey, bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week. Wherever you are, I mean, it could be morning, could be late night, could be sitting in front of the radio with a big cup of coffee, just barely awake.
Sitting with a glass of wine, trying to wind down.
Either way, we're glad you're here, bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week. And of course, yeah, that's what we play, right?
Yep. And this week, it's going to be wacky and weird.
Oh, yeah. We're going to take a look at the film Hootenanny Hoot. Imagine a party back in the early 60s was called a Hootenanny.
They still have Hootenannies today.
They say the word Hootenanny?
Yes.
What? I can't picture that in conversation.
Are you going to the Hootenanny down at the barn tonight?
Oh, I got to talk like that?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
You don't do that right, but anyway.
Oh, why not? Why
what
not?
Else are we playing?
I don't. Oh, yes, I do know. I was going to say, I should know, should
you
I
should
not?
You should write the list.
Yes, we have a chart-topping cheesy, a number one song recorded by a real estate guy.
Which is weird no matter how you look at it.
But Star Wars was big in 1977. So he went to number one.
Yeah, and this is literally the music on my phone, like my ringtone on my phone.
yeah, that's true. But right now we're going to Hawaii with the 50 guitars of Tommy Garrett. And I don't know how he gets 50 guitars in a recording studio, but apparently he does.
And he's the one who plays all 50 of them.
Does he?
I don't know. Maybe.
Makes me wonder. We're going to have Moon Over Manicora shortly, but we're starting off with the,
how do you Hulukalau song.
What was that again?
Hulukalau.
On?
Cheese, please.
Significant other will probably scream at you for listening to this wacky, warped, and wonderfully weird music.
Keith, please, with the 50 guitars of Tommy Garrett and Moon over Manicura, and before that, the Hoogie Lao?
Something like that.
Okay, with the 50 guitars of Tommy Garrett, which personally I would think if I was stranded on a desert island, I'd whip out the turntable and play that record. That's all I get to say. It's got that feel, right? You know,
it does.
You're middle of the South Pacific, deserted island, and you just want to rip out the 50 guitars of Tommy Garrett on your turntable and just blast it. Because no one's going to hear it anyway, right?
No, exactly.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to Cheese Please, and now we're going to do something exciting.
Cheese Please.
Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Firing up the projector this week as we dig into the cutting room floor profile of a film called Hootenanny Hoot from 1963. And you have a little bit of information on it.
Yeah, basically the plot was a TV director, having split up with his producer wife, decides to telecast a traveling hootenanny show.
Okay.
And they cast actual musical acts of the time on the show.
Including one we're going to play shortly, Shep Woolley.
Yeah, but also the Brothers Ford, Johnny Cash, Chris Crosby, George Hamilton IV.
Johnny Cash? Really?
Yep, Judy Hensky, Joe and Eddie.
Johnny Cash
Kathy
did this?
Kathy Taylor, who we're going to play too, and the Gateway Trio.
Johnny Cash went to Hootenanny? That seems kind of uncool.
It is a little uncool. And the other thing, too, they shot the film in 9 days.
Wow. That was quick.
Yeah, and the guy who directed it did such a good job, they gave him the job of directing Elvis Presley in Kissing Cousins.
Oh, well, we know what Elvis thought of his movies.
Yes.
Not much. Anyway, we're going to play some songs. The Gateway Trio a little later on. Kathy Taylor, as she mentioned, Frozen Lager. There's one for you. But we're starting off the title song, Shep Woolley and Hootenanny Hoot on
Cheese Please.
There's a whole lot of hootin' that's going around. It started right here in my hometown. Got a five-string picker and an old banjo. And tonight we're gonna have a hootin' and a show. Yeah, it sure sounds fine. What are you trying to do to make me lose my mind? There's a great big tree in the corner square, and a wise old owl that lives in there. He gave me good advice, all right, when I heard him say good hootin' tonight. Yeah, it's coming true. Come on now, honey, I want to hoot with you. The hoot owl hootin' with a meadow lark. Yeah, honey, I'll meet you in the park. Everybody watching that wise old bird, as he turned his head and he gave us the word. Yeah, it sure sounds fine. What are you trying to do to make me lose my mind? Hootenanny hoot with a little bit of twist. Hey, everybody happy and a clap in their hands. Doing a hootenanny hoot to a hootenanny band. Hootenanny!
The world is alive with music. That's very clear, and it will magically appear when your radio is near.
Cheese.
in a small cafe. A 40-year-old waitress to him these words did say. I see that you are a lager and not just a common bum. As nobody but a lager stirs his coffee with his thumb. My lover was a lager, there's none like him today. If you'd pour something on it, he'd eat a bale of hay. My lover came to see me upon one freezing day. He held me in the fond embrace which broke three vertebrae. Well, he kissed me when we parted, so hard that it broke my jaw. I could not speak to tell him he forgot his Mackinaw. I saw my lover leaving, sauntering through the snow, going bravely homeward at 48 below. The weather, it tried to freeze him, it tried its level best. At 100 degrees below zero, he buttoned up his vest. It froze clean through to China, it froze to the stars above. At 1,000 degrees below zero, it froze my lager love. And so I lost my lover, and to this cafe I come. And here I wait till someone stirs his coffee with his thumb.
Cheese Please with Kathy Taylor. That's a weird turn on, stirring coffee with his thumb or something like that.
Sticking your thumb in hot coffee. Not my idea of a fun time.
No, I thought she was going to have to need a rather good health plan the way her boyfriend was squeezing her there for a minute. Makes me wonder. One more song. We've got the Gateway Trio and Foolish Questions on our profile of Hootenanny Hoot, the film, on
Cheese Please.
Watch you take your shaving brush, lather up your face, and as you give your razor a preliminary wave, he'll stand right there and he'll ask you, are you gonna shave? Foolish questions, your answer is we hope. No, I ain't gonna shave, I just love the taste of soap. Foolish questions, what is there to say? Foolish questions, you hear them every day.
An elevator boy forgets to close the doors, and you should tumble down the shaft about 27 floors. When you've reached the bottom and you're lying there inert, the very first person that reaches you will ask you, are you hurt?
Foolish questions, your dying breath is no.
No, I thought I'd come down this way, 'cause the elevator's so darn slow.
Foolish questions, what is there to say?
She will say, why is Ned dead?
Foolish questions, you might as well reply.
No, he thought he'd have the funeral now, and later on he'd die.
Foolish questions, what is there to say? Foolish questions, and you hear them.
because you're sleeping soundly in the early morning hours, dreaming of a pretty girl, a garden full of flowers. The phone rings by your bedside, it's enough to turn your hair. So half asleep you answer, and your friend says, are you there? Foolish questions, your answer is of course. No, I'm in French Guiana, you're talking to my horse. Foolish questions, what is there to say? Foolish questions, you hear them.
With the Gateway Trio and Foolish Questions, ending off our tribute to the obscure, forgotten 1963 film Hootenanny Hoot in the cutting room floor this week. And someone should really update that in the world of social media about Foolish Questions.
Yes, it's true. There are a lot of foolish questions these days.
But you have some facts. One more fact about the film.
I have two kind of facts.
Okay.
The Los Angeles Times, in their review of said film, said the plot wouldn't stand steady in a light breeze.
Oh, really?
But that the filmmakers had assembled a lively group of hootenanny experts, and that's probably enough to ensure success.
And Johnny Cash was in it, too.
But apparently it only made $1.2 million in the U.S. and Canada box office.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. They filmed it in 9 days. Back then, that would cost them maybe $200K, if that.
And keep in mind, too, that back then movies were like less than a buck. So
true.
You have to kind of compare things.
So if you want to see what's going on, hit YouTube and see if you can find the film.
Or at least a trailer of the film or something from the film.
Makes you wonder.
There's something out there.
I just found the soundtrack and it was kind of cool.
All right.
My name is Starf Dude.
I'm Daffodil. We're moving on again.
To?
This.
Stopping the tracks at number one is no guarantee that it's good. Sometimes number one means cheesy with a bullet. It's chart-topping cheesies on cheese, please.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. This was his only number one hit.
Yeah, he also had his space disco version of the Star Wars theme.
Oh, well, yeah. But number one hit. This went number one in 1977.
For Domenico Minardo, better known as Mico.
Mico Minardo, or better known as Mico, who apparently was a real estate salesman.
Yes, but he was also an American record producer and musician.
Yes. And after his one hit, he went back to being a... selling houses, I guess. Right?
Well, he went to the Eastman School of Music.
Okay.
He started the Eastman School of Music Jazz Band. He did a lot of music, dude. He wasn't just that.
Well, that's fine. That's what I need you to clarify. But right now, we're going to play the number one hit. Star Wars theme / Cantina Band by Mico on...
Cheese, Please!
Thank you.
Please, with Miko and Star Wars theme Cantina Band. How many Star Wars fans these days, the younger ones, actually have heard that song?
Probably not this version of it, you're true.
No.
But you know what's funny about Miko?
What?
Miko saw Star Wars on opening day, May 25th, 1977.
Right.
By the following night, he saw it four times.
Okay.
And then saw it several more times over the weekend.
Oh, marathon dude, eh?
Marathon dude. He got the idea to make the disco version.
Yeah.
And contacted this guy at Casablanca Records and pitched it. And it didn't get greenlighted right away. They made him wait.
Oh, no.
Until after the picture and the original score became big hits, they finally let him do it.
There we go. And you've clarified. I just
I can't find anything that says he's ever worked in real estate. I'm sorry. It just says he's been doing music since he was a child.
Well, there we go. I don't know what I read. That was from memory. So, you know, we're not exactly accurate all the time, but we try to correct ourselves.
We do.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we have reached the end of yet another episode of Cheese Please. It's amazing how fast this tornado on the radio blows through.
Ah, as long as it doesn't hurt your ears too much, even though it's a tornado on the radio.
True.
Right?
True.
Okay. Oh, I should say something, right?
Yes, you're supposed to do something. No, you're actually supposed to do something, not say something.
Oh, got distracted. Here we go.
Yeah, baby. Oh, I feel like a super radio jock.
First you say it, then you do it.
As I was about to play this super radio jock record from Larry Lujack. He was super jock back in the 70s.
And the song is Ballad of the Mad Streaker. Streaking was big in the 70s.
Yes.
These
in public
days,
places.
You'll get arrested. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, come back for more shenanigans.
The guy who started it all. The streak up the stairs, the flash on the hall. That's Clyde, the Mad Streaker.
I was a normal kid, as a normal kid goes. I dressed myself in the morning. I put on all of my clothes. I'd go off to school and study my books. I had pimples and freckles, just average looks. Had a mom and a dad. Best I could get. I wasn't deprived. It wasn't in yet. I had a simple ambition as ambitions went. I wanted to grow up and be president. Had my eye on a girl who wouldn't look back. She watched baseball games while I failed a track. She had her own convertible while I drove my pops. She was the first in a long line of my consecutive flops. Didn't make the choir, got shot down for patrol. At camp, all the scouts let me dig the hole. When I tried out for football, all the coaches said not yet. And they told me I could sub for the drum majorette. Didn't make the student council, I only got my vote. My climb to the White House sure looked remote. But let me make one thing perfectly clear. That's not the place to be, especially this year.
He's the guy who started it. The streak up the stairs, the flash on the hall, that's Clyde, the Mad Streaker.
Another Saturday night without a date. I was home early while the world was out late. Playing in the tub with my big rubber duck. Trying to figure out how to change my luck. Then a vision appeared. This ain't no baloney. A naked blonde hair leaped on a white Shetland pony. She held a toilet plunger, not a magic wand, and I'm not even sure she was a natural blonde, but I'd have listened to anything she had to say. She was the best thing that I'd seen for many a day. She said, Clyde, I'm kind of your destiny, but you can call me Fern, and let it be. She waved the toilet plunger in front of my nose and said, don't get dressed, you won't need any clothes. She gave me a raincoat and a pair of old sneakers, and she mumbled something that sounded like streakers. Then she vanished in sort of a weird greenish glow caused by dandruff, beer breath, hairspray, and B.O. I threw on my helmet, the one that Mom gave me when I got my two-wheeler. She said it would save me. Long gone by now, my sneakers kicked gravel, raincoat flap, and I started to travel. The first crowd I saw, my coat hit the grass. Finally, people noticed my class. Instead of screaming, they shouted and cheered. Then they stripped, too.
Take it down.
It was all kind of weird. From city to city and town to town, I kept on streaking and word got around. I don't know if this was time well spent, but it sure beats being president. Now I curse Fern, she started it all. If you happen to see her, please give me a call. Till then, I'll keep streaking. Gosh, kids, I can't stop. Gotta run now.
Oh, bleep, another cop.
He's the guy who started it all. The streak up the stairs, the flex down the hall. That's
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.